Hi, I'm Lauren Sherman, the host of Fashion People. I love fashion, obviously, but shopping for fashion online is kind of annoying. There's endless scrolling, my size is always out of stock, and I can't actually find what I want. No one has really made this work for me. That is until List. Instead of browsing different stores one by one, on List you can see and shop all of the best fashion. List is the secret shopping weapon now used by all my most stylish, cool, and in-the-know friends. Don't shop around. Join 200 million fashion shoppers, including me, on list.com. That's L-Y-S-T. Or download the List app on the App Store today.
Fourth and final hour of NFL Sunday here on WEEI. We're broadcasting from our Best Yet studio. It is Keith Fourier and Wiggy. It is week 7 in the NFL. Patriots will have the final game in week 7, taking on the New York Jets tomorrow night. What do you say we go a little around the NFL, shall we?
Sure, let's do it.
Take a look at some of these games. What do you say? Let's start out with the 2-4 Jaguars post the Jalen Ramsey era at the 0-6 Bengals. That's not really one of the marquee games.
Who's playing quarterback?
For who?
Is Minshew still in there,
yeah,
right?
Oh, yeah. Minshew Mania.
Minshew Mania.
Wow.
Yeah, you like him?
Because I don't think really. I mean, Jalen Ramsey wasn't even playing. I still think Jacksonville's got a good squad.
Yeah, they're not bad.
No, they're not. They're not. Cincinnati Bengals bad.
And that kid, DJ Chark, for the receiver, he's having a monster season. He's killing it this year. Cincinnati is awful.
Now,
the news there is that AJ Green probably won't even be healthy enough to play until after the trade deadline. So he's not playing today.
So then
and
he's
may
not,
be out. Yeah,
he's not. And then when you look at that,
love that one.
Yeah, that's not a good look.
Don't love that one. Also, let's stay with all the 1 o'clock games here. The 3-3 Rams at the 1-5 Falcons.
The Rams. The Falcons stink.
Falcons do stink.
But the Falcons have been in some games. They've had some crazy stuff happen, but whatever. They're still 1-5. They are what their record says. And I would say the Rams, wouldn't you guys say that the Rams have, based on the fact that they gave them 2 first-round picks and what, maybe a second or something like that?
2 first and a fourth to get Jalen
Ramsey. Two first and a fourth.
Yeah.
That they've kind of decided, we're just all in this year. So 3-3 right now after 6 games, they're all in.
They are all in. They are not going to have a first-round pick unless they trade for one down the road, which they could do. But they right now won't have a first-round pick for 5 consecutive years. That's insane.
Unbelievable.
That is insane.
Do we all believe that that was a lot for Jalen Ramsey?
That was a lot for Jalen Ramsey. And you
but
got
kudos to Jacksonville.
But they probably believe that if they can – re-sign Jalen Ramsey to a long-term extension.
Which they will.
They probably don't hold as much weight for late first-round draft picks because they probably feel like they're going to be a good team.
Yeah, but they got to get there because right now it would be a middle of the first-round pick.
Well, maybe even middle.
How good their division is now. Their division is good.
They're the third best team in the division.
Doesn't that tell you that they feel like, you know what, we'd rather have a player that we know is going to be here for the next 3 or 4 years?
How do they know that?
Well, if they re-sign him.
Oh, yeah, but they may not. There's no guarantee they re-sign him.
What a boss move that would be by Jalen Ramsey.
Well, he could.
Become a
free agent.
Well, they could franchise him.
They could franchise him. They may have to franchise him. And I read a story today that said he apparently promised that he wouldn't hold out if they don't get a deal done this offseason. I don't know what that means.
Oh,
I don't know if that's a handshake kind of agreement, like Frank Cushman and Jerry Maguire, or how that would work out. But
my word is my bond.
That's right. Stronger than oak. Like, that's what I thought you said. It was stronger than oak. I wonder if Dan Quinn, how many more games can he lose and keep his job?
Well, I think we need to start the conversation.
Yeah.
And there's 2 teams that I would throw out there for where Josh McDaniels is going to be rumored to be the next head coach. One is Atlanta. The other one is Dallas. 2 NFC teams that I think he's going to be in the mix for.
What about back to Cleveland again? There's always been so many rumors about Cleveland.
You know what? I think Bill probably says, listen, you don't want anything to do with Cleveland.
Yeah, you're probably
right. Who would you rather have? If you have 2 options and you just have the quarterbacks to work with, I'll call it 3 options, right? We'll use Cleveland too. You got Baker Mayfield, Matt Ryan, or Dak Prescott. Who would you want to work with?
Man, it's a good question.
Baker Mayfield.
It depends. Matt Ryan, you have a higher floor with Matt Ryan, but those other 2 guys, you might really be able to get.
Your best chance to win is Dallas.
No, forget about it. Forget about it. Forget the team. You're just working with the quarterback because it's to my opinion.
Yeah, but are you
understood.
The head coach? That's what I'm saying. You're the head coach, though, right?
But I'm the head coach, yeah. And you get to pick the quarterback that you want to play with. Forget about your roster.
Yeah,
your
but
personnel.
I think you have to factor in. Who...
Well, on your question, you could factor that in.
Good point. We're not doing that here.
Just look at the quarterback, because I would say the rest is kind of fill in the blanks.
Matt Ryan's, 10 years older than
right.
Baker Mayfield?
And I think I would,
or
Dak
maybe
Prescott.
More. I'd rather have either of those guys right now.
Right now.
Matt Ryan may end up having a
yeah,
better
so
career than those
I'd
guys.
I'd rather go with Baker
I would
or
go
Dak.
With Baker, I think,
but then
too.
If you're looking at the team, I'm going Dallas. Dallas is going to be your best chance to win.
All right. Yeah, but I look at that Atlanta offense and just the weapons as a whole. I mean, you got – three of the most important components right there. Two great wide receivers, a good tight end.
Yeah, but
and
same
you just,
in Dallas, you
back.
Got a great, you got a good receiver in Amari Cooper.
Right.
You have a great running back, Ezekiel. You got a good offensive line. Your defense is good. Yeah. Atlanta's, their defense is not very good.
But another loss by Atlanta, too, you would imagine that they sell off some of those pieces. Wiggy's guy, Mohamed Sanu, could finally get dealt. So there you go. AFC East matchup, the 4-1 Buffalo Bills taking on the 0-5 Dolphins in Buffalo. So it looks like Buffalo's gonna be 5-1.
Listen, you know my feelings about the Buffalo Bills.
You
listen,
like the Bills?
Don't lay an egg. Don't go out there.
That would
and
be.
Lay
oh
an
my
egg
God! You imagine?
Do what Buffalo usually does. You should beat the crap out of this team. Don't do anything stupid.
Right.
This would kill them.
They're a 17-point favorite.
Oh God! Wow. I don't feel good about that.
And they don't even have an offense, and yet they're favored by 17. So pretty good. Let's go to the NFC North. The 4-2 Vikings at the 2-2-1. Detroit Lions, who are coming off that game where they got screwed by the refs.
Well, I think
that's
Detroit
be
is much better.
Yeah,
they're much better than their record indicates. I guess we can still use that.
Sure.
They just had some. I mean, they could easily have just one loss at a tie, a couple losses. I don't know what if it's should we call it coaching mistakes?
Oh, perhaps. Perhaps you could.
They should have beat the freaking Chiefs. They should have been the first team to beat the Chiefs.
Right.
And they definitely should have won the game. You go all the way back to week one, that tie against Arizona should have been a win. They screwed stuff up there. I'm wondering if the Stephon Diggs momentum continues because he finally had a monster game last week. I wonder if they continue to do that and actually throw
the
ball,
because
or do they kind of go back the other
think
way.
Think about this Stephon Diggs game, right? He had a monster game, but then who didn't have a monster game?
Thielen. They alternate.
Right, so is this going to be something that we're going back and forth every week?
Maybe. They take turns? That'd be nice.
Because Dalvin Cook is always going to have big games.
Yeah.
It seems like. They're going to run the ball. And when you think about Dalvin Cook, when you look at just not just his rushing numbers, but I believe the guy is, I want to say he's second on the team.
They're throwing to him?
And pass in receiving.
Well, that's going to change. You're paying all that money to the receivers. You got to throw to the receivers.
I mean, he's got 23 receptions. Dalvin Cook, he's second on the team.
This game you can listen to right here on WEEI. The 5-1 Packers hosting the 3-2 Raiders, who would be in the playoffs right now. They are the second wild card team as it stands. I don't expect that to last, but they are a surprise 3-2. Also, Trent Brown is not going to play today.
Brown not playing?
I just
is
saw
it injury
was,
or
is it because of the situation?
I got to look that up, but I just saw that he is inactive. So I don't know the answer to that, but he's inactive.
I'm betting it's the situation.
My
guess
because
didn't he play?
I don't think it can't. I don't think it's. Did you guys see? We talked about this the other day.
I think he's hurt. Actually, I think he's.
Yeah,
hurt.
It's got to be hurt because that complaint was bogus.
Yeah, yeah. He's got a calf injury.
Oh, okay.
Yeah.
So, but he is inactive.
Because
probably happy with that.
They're coming off the bye. So.
Right. But he's not playing. Packers 5-1. They actually have a defense this year.
Mm-hmm.
So that's a pretty good team. But that's suddenly a pretty good game. Maybe the game of the day: AFC South, 4-2 Texans at the 3-2 Colts.
Yeah.
The winner of this game, second best team in the conference. Especially with Mahomes on the shelf for a little bit.
Both teams have beat Kansas City, so they're both
feeling
pretty good. Both have statement wins.
Mm-hmm. Right, and I think they're both looking at it like that. Hey, winner of this game is going to show dominance in the AFC as being the second best
team. Because I have not bought in on the Colts, but if they beat the Chiefs and the Texans, I think I would probably have to, right?
Yeah, I don't think you have a choice.
No,
yeah,
right, at that point, like, who else do you want them to beat?
Right.
Like,
you said, those are signature wins for them.
And we came up with this on Wednesday, right, Wiggy? We were talking about how many teams are actually teams.
Yeah, what are signature wins?
What would be a signature win? There's only like five teams that can actually count, and these two are two of them.
I would say yes.
Cardinals Giants. Yeah, should be high scoring, I suppose. You know, you get that.
Well, that's a good game. I mean,
two rookie quarterbacks.
Heisman Trophy winner and
Danny Dimes.
The guy that everybody wanted to get the Heisman Trophy. So, I'm buying into Arizona. I think they're gonna
wait. Who are you talking about?
Respectable.
Who do they want to get the Heisman Trophy?
Well, Daniel Jones.
Was there a big push for him down at Duke?
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
Christian might have been the only one who heard that one.
Lone vote, yeah, Christian Poirier from WEEI in Boston.
Everybody's voted for
like
Kyler
Jones,
but this was one.
You
vote.
Can't see how good he is. Let's not have Heisman talk, but
I'll tell you what, if
rigged.
If the Cardinals win, this is a whole side conversation about how the
Heisman. I would love
rigged.
To have Heisman talk.
Who's going to get it? Tua? Who do you got?
Tua's going to get it.
Yeah.
Jalen Hurts.
Or Hurts.
Hurts put up monster numbers runners. Yesterday. Did you watch some of that Oregon Washington game yesterday?
A little bit.
Good quarterbacks.
How about Michigan?
Herbert. Yeah, Herbert's good.
How about that Michigan game though? They actually have a chance to at least tie it, and the guy drops the ball.
In the end zone.
Game, but poor
it's just
dude.
Classic, the kid classic Bell. Michigan. They can't win a big game.
But the kid Bell he's one of the top receivers, and he hit him right between the numbers.
Oh, there you go. There's your Heisman update. The 5-0 49ers at the 1-5 Redskins.
Oh God!
They run the ball though a lot now. The Redskins do. They got a new coach in town.
That's because what's Callahan?
But the Niners and Bills, both people. You got to start to think they're for real. They both have really easy opponents today, so it's really like add another win to both teams. 6-0 the Niners are looking at.
Mm-hmm.
Just don't three at this point, Tom. I would feel like this is a coach's toughest challenge, convincing this team. Or any of these guys, like, you know, Buffalo or San Fran, that they should be worried about the Redskins. They should be worried about the Dolphins. Because it always happens. It happens in college. It happens in the pros. I mean, you're not dealing with, you know, New Mexico State here. They're all getting paid. They're still coaching them up hard. If you go out there and give them a reason to believe that they can win, they will win.
Right.
So,
wow,
we'll
New Mexico State.
You like that?
Lobos.
No, is that right?
Yeah, that's Lobos.
I thought New Mexico State was the Aggies. The New Mexico is the Lobos.
Ooh, wow.
How do you like that?
They have me on that one.
I think I do. I think you have me on that one. I know my Mountain West and my old whack football.
Mountain West.
I got you covered. New Mexico State.
New Mexico State. We'll find out right now who they are. New Mexico State.
They're not as good as New Mexico.
Let's see. New Mexico State football team.
Yeah, go ahead.
Is the Aggies.
Thank you.
Well, I mean, this computer's slow. I can't help that.
Suck on that for a second.
I can't help these computers.
All right, the 4:00 slate. Chargers at 2-4
Chargers
against the 2-4 Titans.
Wow.
So the loser is on their way out. The winner is at least making a case for a wild card, I guess.
This is Stinkville versus Stinkville. Yeah. But who's starting? Isn't Tannehill starting? This is
Ryan
gonna be
Tannehill's
start?
Taking over. Marcus Mariota watching from
this
the sideline.
This is interesting. That's kind of interesting to me because we'll see how quickly the shine comes off Vrabel based on his decisions, you know, starting. Ryan Tannehill, because the last thing you want is this to go back and forth, Tannehill to Mariota, Tannehill to Mariota.
I think it's too late in this situation. With Vrabel, they're looking – probably Tennessee fans are like, it's time. We need a quarterback. We have a good coach. We got – who does a good job with the defense, but we have no quarterback.
Yeah.
See, Mike's team could be great if – I mean, you're right, but you would need – he's not going to be available, but like a Matt Ryan, a 10-year vet who's kind of established, and like or a Peyton Manning situation. That's where I would go.
Yeah, sort of like Jacksonville when they were like, all right, we're going with Nick Foles.
Nick Foles,
you know, and not that he's even like a 10-year vet where he starts all the time, but at least it was a guy that everything else seemed to be there just about, but the quarterback was missing, and so the Titans will be either drafting one or looking for one next offseason for sure. 5-1 Saints at the 3-2 Bears.
Bears, is it still
– is Trubisky playing?
No.
It's still Chase Daniel, still. And Teddy Bridgewater. So, backup quarterbacks. All right.
That's one of our
I'm going to ride the Saint wave.
I love
and then there's going to be a quarterback controversy when Drew Brees comes back.
huge controversy. These next two games should be good ones, too. 4-2 Ravens at the 5-1 Seahawks.
Oh, I like this game.
Chance for a signature win for either team, right?
I think Russell Wilson is the best quarterback in the league right now.
Oh, I'm being told by the news desk Mitch Trubisky is playing.
Well,
how do you like
that's
that?
An update.
Well, now you don't find you're not so smart, are you there, Keefe?
What a dum-dum I am.
Well, you should have Googled it before.
Egg on my
you
face.
You should have stopped with Aggies.
I did have that, though. Right. You can't take that away from me.
You should have hung your hat on that one.
But Ravens, Seahawks, Lamar Jackson versus Russell Wilson. Wilson, the clear-cut MVP, I would say, right now to start the year.
Yes,
signature
right?
win.
Yeah, for sure.
Is this a signature? If Seattle
it definitely
beats
is a signature
Baltimore.
Win for Baltimore.
For Baltimore, right?
In Seattle, but right. if Seattle wins, you're not going to give it to them.
Yeah,
I know.
I'm
you're
not really
a hard
grader.
And then the Sunday night game, the winner will take over the top spot in the NFC East.
This should be a good
game. Eagles, Cowboys, both teams are 3-3.
This would be a good game because that division, when you look at the NFC East, right? NFC East division.
Yeah, that's what I said.
Yeah, this should be a good
okay.
one. No, I'm just trying.
You're exhausted. That's a big day of football.
I'm looking at this game here
yeah.
because we talk about signature wins and what teams are signature teams. And when I look at the NFC East, Dallas
teams.
Loses to the Jets last week. And
right. Also the
I don't know what Philadelphia is.
They're a hard team to figure out, aren't they? The Cowboys started the year 3-0. They've lost three straight, and then Philly lost last week. So both teams right. desperate
if
for a
I'm
win.
If I'm Josh McDaniels, I go no going back. I go to Dallas.
Yeah, so would I.
I'd go to Dallas.
I think Dallas makes sense too because look how long Garrett's been there, and
right.
look how little success he's had, and yet they keep trotting him out there. So
right.
you don't want to go to a place that's just after a year is like, see ya. So
yeah, and you're gonna have a good quarterback. You got Zeke's around for a while.
Right.
Amari Cooper. I go to Dallas.
All right, we'll talk about the Monday night game coming up here in just a minute. It's Patriots and Jets, of course. We also have our picks before the end of the show. See how we did last week, and see if we can hopefully do better this week. 617-779-7937 is the number to jump aboard. Final half hour plus here of NFL Sunday, brought to you by Kaplansky Insurance.
Hi, I'm Lauren Sherman, the host of Fashion People. I love fashion, obviously, but shopping for fashion online is kind of annoying. There's endless scrolling, my size is always out of stock, and I can't actually find what I want. No one has really made this work for me. That is until List. Instead of browsing different stores one by one, on List you can see and shop all of the best fashion. List is the secret shopping weapon now used by all my most stylish, cool, and in-the-know friends. Don't shop around. Join 200 million fashion shoppers, including me, on List.com. That's L-Y-S-T. Or download the List app on the App Store today.
You know, it was interesting. I was just working on the letters to my column, and somebody wrote me a letter and said, how in the world can you have Tom Brady in your top five for MVP? I think I had a fourth on my list. How in the world can you do that? And I just wrote him back, and I said, the New England Patriots right now, even with Julian Edelman, have the worst skill position group playing today.
That was Peter King on
wow.
with me and Dale earlier in the week. This is NFL Sunday, Keith,
the worst.
Jay, and Wiggy. The worst skill position group out of 32 teams in the NFL. And there's no way that's right. Unless you think Julian Edelman sucks, I don't.
Mm-hmm.
Wiggy doesn't. Fortier doesn't. Unless you think he's that bad, how can you possibly think they have the worst skill position group in football?
When you think skill position group,
yeah.
Wide receivers, tight ends, running back, but you think more of those guys in the passing game, right?
Well, yeah, and I think especially when he's talking about Tom Brady, and that
right.
was in regards to where he has Brady ranked in like his MVP power rankings or whatever. I don't know. They have the best in the division, don't they?
Well, wouldn't you say is he taking that based on how last Thursday's game ended with 48 of the 51 snaps
yes.
coming from one personnel grouping
yes,
with all those injuries? I mean, yeah, if I said, okay, here's your lineup and you rank them based on all the other lineups, right?
Mm-hmm.
You have Olszewski, undrafted free agent.
Right.
You have Jakobi Meyer, undrafted free
mm-hmm.
agent. You have
Ryan
Edelman.
Izzo.
You have Ryan Izzo. That's it.
LaCrosse.
No, LaCrosse
was
hurt.
He was out.
Playing.
Okay. So it was Edelman, Izzo, it was
LaCrosse,
and then running back.
No,
right.
Back.
Myers
and Gunner.
So, Christian, it's good that
hands down the worst.
It's good that you bring that up because
yeah, but that was one game for one half.
Well,
yeah.
That's what I'm thinking Peter King is talking
well,
about.
Well,
it's not
because he was talking about why he hasn't ranked MVP. He has Brady like in his top five, and somebody was like, why do you have him in your top five? And he's like, well, they have the worst skill position group of football. It's like, well, they've played six games. Mm-hmm. They even had Antonio Brown for one of those games. But they have had Julian Edelman for all of them,
right.
And he is a really good receiver. They've had James White for all but one of them. He's a great pass-catching back. Gordon and Dorsett aren't elite, but they're not bums either.
Let's play this exercise out because I know we love exercises here. So would we say the top three or top four skill plays?
What's fair to say? You don't want to go too far down because it kind of muddies the water. It doesn't really matter. Like three guys, is that the list for you? Or do you say who are the four best kind of weapons that this quarterback has? Three or four?
But in no particular order.
But I'm saying like which number first? Is this three enough of a sample, or should we go four deep?
Right, we're asking you.
Let's go four deep.
All right, four deep.
So for the Patriots, it would be Edelman, White, Gordon, Dorsett. Can we agree on those four?
I would say yes. I would agree with that.
Probably.
Okay.
That's
all. I was going to throw Rex Burkhead in there, but.
Yeah, but he's only played in like one.
He's always hurt, so I feel like I can't do it.
Guys that we know, we can know. So we're going to go those four. So here's the exercise, Christian. We're going to go around the league.
Let's do AFC first.
Okay, you want
to. Because I think just to disprove that they're the worst, we just have to go at some of the. Like off the top of my head, there's probably three or four AFC teams that have a better skill position group.
So let's start with the Buffalo Bills, okay?
Okay.
We are going to start with the Buffalo Bills, and here are their top four guys, and I'm basing it off of receptions and yards and that kind of thing.
All right.
All right. So John Brown.
Okay.
Cole Beasley. Dawson Knox, and it is
doesn't matter. They already got better.
They're already better. That's one team. We started alphabetical order AFC East, and we already disproved it.
Okay,
that's one team. You would not trade the Patriots receivers for the Bills receivers in a million years.
No,
you wouldn't do it.
Right.
So that's already out of control. Do Miami or the Jets?
Yeah, I'm going to do the Jets.
Pick one.
So
the Jets on Monday night. Who do they trot out
there? Here are the New York football Jets.
Yeah.
Receiving, Le'Veon Bell is 28
Bell,
catches.
Good back.
Jamison Crowder.
Okay.
Robbie Anderson.
Okay.
And Demaryius Thomas.
I'm taking the Patriots. They already cut Demaryius Thomas.
Okay.
Wouldn't you think they wanted to keep him. Did they?
Yeah, but Antonio Brown was free. I feel like they wanted to keep him.
Well, why didn't they get rid of Gunner or Myers then?
Gunner was served a purpose as a punt returner. They didn't have anybody else, so he kind of locked himself in that way. And Meyer was a guy where I don't know why they kept Meyer, but
Myers,
I'm agreeing with you, Rich. I would rather have the Patriots.
So that's already two. And then Miami, I don't think you have to do. But Miami is horrible.
Nope.
They haven't won a game yet, one of the worst teams of all time. So not only do they not have the worst skill position group, they have the best one in the division, probably by far. I would think the only ones better would be.
Give me the team.
Cleveland's better.
You want me to? All right, we'll go to Cleveland.
Cleveland's better.
Okay, so here are the Cleveland Browns, right? Cleveland Browns, Jarvis Landry.
Yep.
Odell Beckham.
Right.
Looks like Nick Chubb. Wow, Nick Chubb has 20 receptions on the year. And Ricky Snails Jones, the tight end.
Is it Snails?
What's his name?
Seals. Ricky Seals.
Seals? Okay, Ricky Seals.
Snails, there's no N in it. How is it Snails?
Hey, listen, he got Galifianakis.
I got Zach Galifianakis.
Then he's got
Ricky
Snails.
He just hit a grand slam home run.
Right.
Yeah.
Shaquan Barkley. So I'm good. I'm 1-for-3 today with a granny. So that's one where those guys,
if you could trade straight up, the Patriots would. If you could take all those guys, bring them here, you would do it.
Those guys are better. I would definitely do that.
Right.
And what's the other team you were getting ready to send? Because we said Cleveland.
Probably Kansas City.
Oh, okay, Kansas City.
Don't you think? Tyreek Hill, Kelsey. Houston.
You want
DeAndre Hopkins, Will Fuller.
What other team you want to do?
Duke Johnson. I mean, that's it. Those are the teams. I think it's just fair. Don't you think it's fair to say that the Patriots have their skill position group is at the very least in the top half?
All right, so let's say in the AFC this second right now to the Cleveland Browns. So here is the Kansas City Chiefs.
Wiggy loves doing research.
I love doing research. I'm a research guy.
Yeah.
Kansas City Chiefs, all right?
Yeah.
Travis Kelce.
Okay.
Sammy Watkins.
Yeah.
DeMarcus Robinson.
No. Throw Tyreek Hill. He'll miss games, but he's back now. So throw him in that list.
So Tyreek Hill, then either DeMarcus Robinson or Mecole Hardman.
Yeah, that's
you
better.
Could flip a coin.
You'd trade with them.
I would definitely trade with them.
Of course you would.
So that puts them now down to the third team. Houston, okay. Texas. Yeah. Texans.
Houston, Texans.
All right.
Houston, Texas.
Texans.
Hopkins.
DeAndre
Fuller.
Hopkins. Yeah. Fuller. Jordan Atkins, the tight end.
Okay.
And Kenny Stills.
Yeah.
I'll take them.
Yeah, I would too. Yeah. But so they're in the top 10 probably in football. Like, it's so overboard that their skill position is atrocious. Because guess what? A lot of the league is atrocious. And why do you think a lot of the league is atrocious? Right. It's not just their quarterback stinks. They don't have anybody to throw to. They have nobody to hand the ball off to.
They'd be fourth in the AFC.
Yeah, roughly.
Roughly fourth in the AFC.
And I would assume maybe there's five or six teams in the NFC, and then that would put them between 10, 12, as low as 14.
I don't know if there's five or six in the NFC.
Maybe not even.
San Francisco is the best team in the NFC. Would we agree upon that, or would we say Seattle? Who's the best team in Europe?
Seattle or New Orleans.
So let's see Seattle Seahawks, and I'm wondering who I feel
this is
like.
We actually got into this a little bit during the week because mm-hmm. I think you and Dale both said that Seattle had better skill position guys, and I was like, yeah, I don't think so. Tyler Lockett is having a great year, but I'd rather have Edelman.
Right.
DK Metcalf is fine.
Well, it's rookie. right here,
rookie, and whatever, he's fine.
Here you go.
Their tight end just got hurt.
Tyler Lockett,
he's awesome too, but he got hurt. Yeah,
DK Metcalf, because I for some reason I kept calling him DJ Metcalf.
It's fine.
The kid Will
Disley,
he's out.
Is he out?
Yeah, he's hurt. Yeah,
he's out.
He's
right.
out.
And then Jerron Brown.
I mean, come on, like that's not that good. And Russell Wilson's 14 touchdowns, no picks with that group.
Yeah,
like
you
come
might
on,
be right.
Their offensive line's not great. Chris Carson's good.
Because would you take the Patriots or Seattle?
I'd take the Patriots.
All right. Wow.
Again, if you value Julian Edelman, like we all say that we do, mm-hmm. then he leads the charge here, and would thus be you would take them over most teams.
So I would take them over Seattle. Now look at San Francisco. You want to see their top four?
They got
Kittle.
What? That's it.
Marquise Goodwin.
He's like a track guy.
Debo Samuel.
Who's
Debo Samuel? I'm like, is that Dabo Sweeney?
Yeah.
And then
they have Debo.
It's Debo.
Yeah.
It's Debo Samuel.
Like, my grandmama gave me that
South
chain,
Carolina
Debo.
Guy.
Like Debo,
on,
yeah.
Debo.
Like there, like uh-oh, here comes the
name players.
Wow.
I had to dump that last one. Jeez.
We're just going to play a new game where you name players.
Wow. The Chargers might be the Rams might be the only team.
Yeah, the Rams do.
Oh, New Orleans.
Cooper
what
Cup.
What about the Vikings?
Would you Would you trade out just for Diggs and Thielen? Get rid of Edelman and Gordon? Probably.
Yes.
Yeah, you would. Yeah. Okay.
All right. So New Orleans: Michael Thomas, Alvin Kamara, Ted Ginn, and Jared Cook.
That really drops off after two, but that's still probably better. It's still better. That's fine. I'm telling you, I gave you about five in there.
Okay.
It was just it was so overstated to say that they had the worst skill position group.
Oh,
and,
that was
and
just
again
bad.
To Fourier's point. If all you saw was the second half of the Giants game, then sure, you're probably right. But there's six games, and guess what? Dorsett's going to be back this week. They just got new tight ends. They're not going to throw a lot. I'm guessing they don't throw a lot to Gunnar Olszewski this week.
Mm-hmm.
I'd be shocked if they did. And that would just mean somebody else got hurt in the game and whatever else.
So Cooper Kupp, Robert Woods, Brandon Cooks,
yeah, that's better.
Gerald Everett.
Yeah, yeah, that's definitely better.
So that puts them about six right now, maybe.
Yeah.
I mean, you'd take Atlanta's receiving core. I mean,
yeah, they're Atlanta's.
The receiving core is not elite. Okay, we just put it that way.
I 100% agree with that. I think it's probably a happy medium though. It's by nowhere. It's
middle of the road.
It's definitely not elite, but
I don't
it's
even
not
know
this,
if it's
like,
middle of the
team.
Road. Could it be top 10?
No,
no,
I don't think so.
All right,
I'll tell you what,
Chris Godwin
what,
and Mike Evans
thing,
are better.
Though, if it just shows like what a difference, what an impact Brady makes on really any receiving core. I saw Skip Bayless tweet something or say something about, I thought, you know, Brady, you know, what he did was, you know, take, you know, average receivers and, you know, make them great. You know, like, where is that now? Why isn't he doing that with Jacoby Meyer? Why isn't he doing that with Olszewski? I'm like, okay, pump your brakes for a second. Let's just live in the real world. All right, we're not talking about some undrafted free agent who's a rookie. We're talking about guys that maybe were lost on another roster, didn't have a role, weren't used the right way, were smart guys. They just needed a chance with someone who understood how to best use their abilities. That's what this team does. They've always done it. with everybody. So it doesn't mean you're going to catch, you know, 100 balls, but you'll be in impactful games. The circumstances will be crazy, and you'll be called upon to make a play. So one catch in a game like that is worth 20 in the regular season in my book.
And going off of kind of looking at it, I might think they're top 10. Here's the Green Bay Packers.
Oh, yeah. Well, Devontae Adams is hurt, too.
All right, but let's say we know he's going to come in. So Devontae Adams, Marquez Scantling.
Valdez, you tuck that part out.
Yeah, I took the Valdez out.
You don't need it.
You don't need it.
That's the mother side.
He just, like, edits all the
names. Anybody with two last names, I'm always sketchy about anyways. Aaron Jones and Jimmy Graham.
Yeah. Oh, they pulled a guy off from the practice squad. Isn't Alan Lazard off the practice squad?
They also have Mercedes Lewis on there, too.
Yeah, but he would fall below that that fourth.
Yeah. No, I know. And that's, you know, Aaron Rodgers is.
Well, so would you rather have that? Would you rather have.
No, I'd rather have this group.
The Patriots, yeah, I would agree.
I mean, Adams is great, but
Adams
is great, but
Julian Edelman's great, though, right?
Yes. That's my whole point. All right, we'll come back. We will give you our picks. We're going to make picks. We're going to have Fourier go first with the picks this time.
Oh, stop it.
Yeah, we got to. Fair is fair.
Well, first of all, we need to know how I fared last week with
my
opposite of Wiggy picks.
We'll find out. See how opposite Wiggy went. Find out what we're doing and wrap up the program here on NFL Sunday, brought to you by Kaplansky Insurance.
Ricky Snails Jones.
Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
All right, time now for our picks, which are brought to you by your Boston area Mercedes-Benz dealers and the Mercedes-Benz Certified Pre-Owned event going on now through October 31st. Wrapping things up here on NFL Sunday, Keith Fourier and Wiggy. First off, John, how did we do last week?
Well, Christian Fourier's method of picking against Wiggy has worked superbly the last 2 weeks because Fourier is 6-0 over the last 2 weeks.
I think he's in Wiggy's head now. That's the problem.
And Jermaine Wiggins clocking in the first 0-3 week of the season. And Rich Keefe, you went 1-2, but you have not gone 0-3 yet this season.
No, I haven't.
You at least get one right every week.
I find a winner out of the group.
And to update the total records,
I
Fourier.
The Pats didn't cover.
No, that did not help.
Well, you should just pick the other way.
You could do that. You could go the other way. So
how you get right.
Take a look at the leaderboard here.
Season long records: Wiggy and Keefe tied at 8-10. Christian Fourier goes from 5-7 2 weeks ago, 11-7 now in the season.
So all right,
hey, this is messed up. Okay, I'm not changing my way of.
What's
picking.
My record?
8-10.
8-10, yep.
We're both 8-10.
Jeez.
So, John, you're the producer of the program. Is it fair to change it up and make Fourier pick first, or is he allowed to keep this streak going and simply pick opposite Wiggy?
Hold on. Before you answer, John, hold on.
He's got a pitch for it, sounds like.
I think just for science, just to figure out if this works, I think we owe it to, you know, pickers
scientific
everywhere.
Scientific community, right?
Yes, you know what? To see if this theory works.
Because it is
it
6
has 2 weeks in a row.
I understand.
How about we do it until
let's allow it.
We do it until it ends. Until Fourier gets one wrong, will continue doing it.
You know what? That is fair. All
thank
right, we'll,
you.
We'll do it that way. Fair enough. All right.
So really the pressure's on
it's only fair.
Yes, the pressure's on me.
It is.
All right. It is on me.
Let's get the Patriots game out of the way first. Patriots are 9.5-point favorites. Ooh. That's the line that we're looking at.
Has since moved to 10.
Oh, what are we going with?
10.
We're going with 10.
Move to 10.
Patriots are 10-point favorites on the road against the Jets tomorrow night. Jermaine Wiggins.
I'm going Pats cover. It should have covered last week.
Pats cover.
Yeah. What was the spread last week? It was like wasn't it like 18 or something like that? They just missed
it. Was it that high?
They ended up winning 35-14.
They covered last week.
Well, then how the hell did I go 0-3?
We didn't. It was a Thursday game. We didn't do it.
Oh.
Yeah, see?
That's right.
Oh.
No, you know what it was? You know where I didn't cover? Yeah. The Redskins game. Redskins game.
All right. You're taking the Pats, though, to cover. So Fourier?
They covered that one, too, Wiggy.
All right. So then this wasn't even the Pats weren't even in that game.
Fourier's got the Jets. This one is really tough just because of the way the line is. I will go with the Patriots to cover.
Okay.
I am going to go with the Patriots to cover ultimately. I don't think the Sam Darnold thing is going to be that significant. Although, again,
it was Jacksonville and New Orleans that killed me last week.
Yeah, all right. All right, game number two. It is the NFC East showdown. Philly at Dallas. Dallas at home. They are laying 3 points.
I'm going Dallas on this one. After that horrible loss against the Jets, and I don't see them doing that again. They're at home. Bounce back game. It's a game for the division, so Dallas covers.
Yeah. Boy, well, I don't have a choice. I got to take Philly.
I'm going to go with Dallas. I don't like this. I'm lining up with Wiggy here so far, but I am going to go with Dallas. I think you're right. I think Ezekiel Elliott has a big game. And there's something there's something off about both teams.
Mm-hmm.
But watching Philly, I thought they were going to be a lot better than they have been.
Right.
And so I think the home team – I was probably just going to pick the home team for this one, so I'll go with the Cowboys. And then the last game we're doing, we're going to go with New Orleans at Chicago.
Right.
Mitch Trubisky is playing, and the Bears are 4-point favorites.
You know,
are 4-point favorites.
I went against New Orleans last week when they played in Jacksonville because I thought Jacksonville would be able to cover. It's at home. New Orleans is not the same team outdoors. I'm going New Orleans in this one. I'm not betting against New Orleans again. Teddy Bridgewater is – he's doing what he has to do. I like
just
New Orleans.
They're just winning games. Is what they're doing.
Well, I'm going to go with Chicago.
Yeah, why is that? Why do you feel so good about Chicago?
I don't have a choice.
Yeah.
But I feel like if you pick Chicago, I have a really good opportunity of lapping both you guys.
Yeah.
I mean, if you end up going New Orleans, because then you guys would both get a...
I am. I'm going with New Orleans. Going with New Orleans just because I think they are the better team.
For me.
The Bears. I don't like the Bears having to win by that many points either.
Right.
Like if they
and
do
this
win.
This is Trubisky's first game back.
And
he was already playing like garbage.
Stinks. And the Saints, it's usually ugly games though. You know,
they played well in Jacksonville last week.
Yeah, they did.
They went down there. They played well against a good defense, and Teddy Bridgewater was solid.
I'll take the Saints. All right, that's going to do it, guys. Great job by everybody. Yeah. Great job by everybody. We'll all be back on tomorrow. Wiggy, you're going to be with me and Dale.
I'll be with you.
Foray, of course,
between
with Glenn and Lou.
Between the ferns.
Yeah. All right, great job.
Ricky
Snails Jones.
Zach, I got Zach Galifianakis right
Thanks
though.
For listening to NFL Sunday. If you missed any of today's show, remember you can listen to the entire program on the radio.com app using the new Rewind feature. If you still don't have the app, just text APP to 37937. We have NFL football coming up right here on WEEI. It is Raiders and Packers. Have a great Sunday, and we'll talk to you tomorrow.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.